So now I'm searching around the net for some Metallica albums I haven't downloaded yet. They've had more misses than hits lately and greatly gone soft, but I do it just because I know it pisses them off. I go on another hunt and check another locale for stuff I want and find a folder titled Older Weird Al. It's news to me, but here's an early Billy Joel parody by Buggery called It's Still Just a Hole to Me. Believe me when I tell you the shock value astounds. It's a catchy little ditty using crappy MIDI sounds, recorded by a team working in a machine shop, and the singer sounds like William Hung gargling a mop. How could anyone think Al had this done? Oh right, the average IQ online is 81, so I give up. I don't even try to understand why these songs are written by this wired all Yankovic guy.
Weird Al didn't write this song. Weird Al didn't write this song.
No way.
Weird Al didn't write this song.
He'd never sing about how to use a fish as a pawn. Come on.
Weird Al didn't write this song. Weird Al didn't write this song.
No way. But he did do a movie with Long Duck Dong.
What's happening, hot stuff?
About the spelling of weird, it's W-E-I-R-D-C, just to be clear, the I before E thing doesn't apply, because weird is just a weird word, that's why. His full name is Alfred, not Alan or Alex, but it's not a secret like that guy who's fighting the Daleks. If you have trouble recollecting his name, there's a game. Imagine him preparing dinner for a young Bruce Wayne, but really, you don't even need to know that bit. His name is Al, call him Al, A-L, and that's it. His name is two letters long, but I include it in this song, because a disturbingly large number of people get it wrong. Finally, let's talk about his last name. It drives me insane. Singing Yankovic should be profane. If you can't spell his name, I'ma show you how. Now it's Yankovic with a C. There's no H. Say it with me now. There is no H in Yankovic. Say it. There is no H in Yankovic. Again. There is no H in Yankovic. Louder.
There is no H in Yankovic. Weird Al didn't write this song. Weird Al didn't write this song.
No way.
Weird Al didn't write this song.
Never been on stage in high heels and a thong.
Weird Al didn't write this song. Weird Al didn't write this song.
No way.
Weird Al didn't write this song.
It was me who wrote the tribute to the size of my schlong.
Hey yo, Devo Spice, I'ma let you finish, but Sea Monkey writes the best Wiener parodies ever. I'm just saying.
Because the song is funny doesn't mean it's done by Al, and everyone I come upon threatens to give me a grimal. Does the same lack of knowledge make it back to other tracks? Just because the song sucks doesn't mean it's Nickelback. Yet every parody I see is credited wrong, as if he and only he can change the words to a song. The file sharing sites are uncaring how they store it. I'm still working on the song and I just found a torrent for it. Al works clean, so that should be your first clue that he didn't write the song about
an element.
And hello mother, hello fada, just in case there's any doubt. In fact, no, he didn't write it, he was four when it came out. Lots of other people write parodies too, and you can hear them on the Fump every month when we do, like Spaff and Robert Lund, Steve Goody, Luke Ski, Dynamite, Project Sisyphus, and oh yeah, me!
Weird Al didn't write this song. Weird Al didn't write this song.
No way.
Weird Al didn't write this song.
I don't care what the credits say, the credits are wrong.
Weird Al didn't write this song. Weird Al didn't write this song.
No way.
Weird Al didn't write this song.
You may think that it was Al, but it was me all along.
Hey Devo, have you heard that track Inner Voice by Adam Sandler? It's hilarious.
Oh come on, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. I wrote that song with Worm Quartet in 2005. Number one song on the Dr. Demento show. And I can't even get miscredited to Al. It has to go to Adam Sandler. Jeez, what am I gonna do? How